This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sit up straight here, straighten up my back, make everything fly right. 7 after the hour, Valentine's Day is upon us, so we should spend, let's see, what the ladies choose. By the way, the presentation of the DJV experience is brought to you by the Doug Steffen Organization, not to be confused with another big-time operator, Donald Trump. You think I should be in the same league with him, Victoria, or not? Donald Trump?
In what category?
Healthy egos?
Yes. First of all, happy Valentine's Day. I thought we were going to start with that.
Yes, we were going to start with that. I wanted to make sure Jennifer had the heating pad so that everything was okay.
I know. I'm really killing myself, but it's okay.
So how did, no, bad? No, no, no. We don't ever say that. Those words have meanings. You don't ever want to say, I'm killing myself, or it's killing me. I listen to that sit and sleep spot that plays all over Los Angeles. Larry, you're killing me. That's the worst kind of an ad you can put out there. That energy is so bad. No. Jennifer, you're full of life. You're full of love. You're full of, at the moment, hurt, apparently.
She's full of jobs, which I think might be contributing to.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm full of jobs.
There's no heavy lifting involved here. It's not going to hurt your back.
Mental stress. Yeah.
Using your head. All right, so today is Valentine's Day. Yes, thank you, Victoria, for those warm wishes. Jennifer, I'm expecting the same from you.
Shall yes, happy Valentine's
Day. Oh, thank you very much. And
I love that the one man here is the one who's expecting to be showered with the romance and the greetings.
Well, guys get shafted at Valentine's Day. Let's face it.
Oh,
Valentine's Day is usually considered for women. Women don't always. I've had the pleasure of being thoughtfully taken care of on Valentine's Day, for most Valentine's Days over the last 5 years. And it's nice. It was the first time in my life that anybody ever actually paid attention, other than my children when they were younger. They'd send me Valentine's card.
That's
but mostly it is thought to be a guy buying things or getting things or acknowledging his Valentine.
Yeah, why does the guy do that? Why would he do that? Let's see. Because it comes back to him in the end.
Right.
Well, that was what I said in all the commercials that I did for Sherry Berry's. I would frequently say, do a good job of this, guys, and it'll be an interesting response. The afterglow, shall we say. And so that's not the reason to do it. I wouldn't think that would be the reason to do it, but some people would think that way. Meanwhile, the ruling from Pakistani High Court justices, the idea of having a Valentine's Day is against the law. So yesterday, the High Court in Pakistan issued an order banning the celebration of Valentine's Day across the country immediately. Stop before tomorrow. So the order prohibits the display of any ad on electronic media, printed media, no reference to Valentine's Day, bans on the sale of merchandise for Valentine's Day. The day cannot be celebrated in any public space or any government building, period, end of story. And the court requested the Electronic Media Regulatory Authority to monitor radio and television and print media to make sure that there was no information, and if the ban was compromised, they wanted to know about it. Court order came after a petition submitted by a citizen whose name was Abdul Wahid. Claimed the ongoing promotion of Valentine's Day was against the teachings of Islam and should be banned immediately. Obviously, no problem with church and state over there.
I didn't know Islam mentioned Valentine's Day. That's interesting. I'll have to reread all of that. I didn't know.
Muhammad was a very, very, very romantic guy. Very romantic. He had lots of women, and they all adored him. Resistance against this is not unusual in other areas. There are groups like the Islamic Political Party that have protested against making Valentine's Day a celebration, in that country. A lot of people think that Valentine's Day is strictly an American deal. No, it's not a gig that's all around the world.
Yeah. Well, in other places they call it Saint Valentine. Like in Ireland, where my family is, they call it Saint Valentine's
Day. Because it is. It was named after the Pied Piper of the Snakes. Get the snakes out of Ireland. You knew that.
No, that's Saint Patrick.
Oh, well, close.
Him too.
Him too.
Yeah. But is Saint, I mean, I'm not, I don't know.
Saint Patrick's Day is next month. The snakes have started moving today.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did you start to say?
I don't know Catholic saints, but was St. Valentine a Catholic saint?
Yes,
or a patron saint of something?
Yes.
Besides love?
Of overpriced candy and roses.
That's right, yeah. He was the star of a new HBO show on the Pope.
So clearly, the fact that I got no answer to my question means no one here really knows.
I've forgotten. I used to know, and so my mind got fogged up with St. Patrick. You're right. It was St. Patrick that led the snakes out of Ireland. So I'm not sure where Valentine's. It is true that it's named after St. Valentine.
Yeah, and St. Valentine's a saint.
It's a Roman saint.
Yeah.
Roman saint.
Okay.
So it goes back to the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Roman day.
The Italians love love.
Yeah.
They love love.
So here's the way you can celebrate Valentine's Day in Israel. I hear from my friends in Israel that Burger King, I don't know how these two are associated, but let me see if I can draw the correlation here. On Valentine's Day only, if you ask for an adult meal at Burger King, you'll get more than you bargained for. In the adult meal box, you get two Whoppers, two packs of fries, two beers, and an adult toy.
Wait.
Boys and girls.
A beer?
I know, right?
Beer. You can get
I'm totally in.
Burger King's in Israel, you can get beer. You can get beer pretty much anywhere in Israel. Hmm. Beer is very... It's
funny because, like, in Europe, it sounds like in Israel, beer is, like, considered another soft drink. Like, people just drink beer with lunch. Like, here it's a big deal if you're drinking beer at lunch.
Yeah, no, it's like the 3-2 beer that we used to drink in college. It was like drinking salt water.
We're such prudes in this country. We eat beer, everybody, ridiculous. For lunch.
Yeah, please. No, we're just ridiculously. We're so backward because of a lot of our mores. And take a deep breath, Doug. Calm down.
Life is more fun with your beer goggles on.
Yeah, yes. And a sex toy that comes with your Whopper meal.
No kidding.
And that option's only
available. That's a real Whopper.
I knew that was coming. All righty. Let's see. All right, so... let's get serious for a moment and go to Northern California, where the second storm is going to hit today. This is the biggest dam in America.
Well, it's the second biggest dam, but it's the tallest dam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Orovo Dam could collapse. There are, how many people got moved? A couple hundred thousand people have been evacuated, right?
It's 188,000 so far that have been moved. But it's actually not the dam that's collapsing. It's the spillway that is overflowing.
The water out of the lakes, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so they're afraid, worst case scenario, is that if the rain falls, they're not able to fix this and secure it, that the worst case scenario, is this 30-foot wave that could surge in towards where people live, the roads. I mean, it would be such a mess.
Yeah, well, already is a mess. If you look at some of the satellite pictures of the erosion from the farmland all around, this is a big farming area. Central Northern California, big, big, big crop area. And the average rainfall there is 31 inches a year, but they've had 25 since the end of October. And the water,
this is not going away. I mean, they're right. No. The reason this lake fills up with water from the Sierra Nevadas, and the big story this year is that California's been able to get out of the drought, mostly due in part to the snowpack in the Sierra Nevadas. And so, as things warm up and springtime comes about, this is going to be an ongoing problem. And it's such an example of failure of government. This has nothing to do with natural disasters or some kind of fluke.
Poorly
These people,
built.
What?
Poorly built, poorly executed.
Well, and they were warned 12 years ago that this was going to happen, and they chose to ignore it by some environmental groups. And, the state of California is not unknown to these environmental groups. I mean, Jerry Brown's like the head of all environmentalists, and he ignored their warnings. I mean, it's so crazy how we pay so much to live here, and they let the infrastructure crumble apart. It's ridiculous.
This is the sign, this is the beginning of... I don't want to say the end, But it is the beginning of, this points to the relevancy of what Donald Trump is trying to do, if he can separate out all of the silly stuff. This is the kind of thing, the good sort of stuff. And his meeting with Trudeau yesterday was good, pretty constructive. This is the kind of thing that people are fed up with, and that's why, you know, they take the good with the bad, if you will. So Trump has bad attached to him, but there's good. People looking at these sorts of things saying, hey, what the hell is the story here? How can you be so incompetent? We're paying, as Jennifer said, is pay so much money to live here. What an outrage.
Right.
This should be an impeachment of the governor or somebody who pays for all of this stuff. And everybody says, oh. It's kind of like Detroit in the water. Same thing.
Or Katrina and the levees that everyone knew weren't strong
enough. So they rebuilt them exactly the same way as they were before they collapsed.
I know.
So why do we put up with this? You know, that's the...
Because what's the alternative? People don't know how to fix it. Like, do we stop paying our taxes? Do we,
do we
try to make changes in leadership? That doesn't work because people just vote for the brands that they know.
Yeah, so stop paying your taxes.
I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Everybody ends up in jail.
Protest it. Nah, they haven't got jails big enough for that. Nah, don't. Just don't pay. This is how you protest, by the way. It isn't just making noise, but hurting them in the pocketbook. If everybody says we're not going to pay our taxes, or a lot of people do, then there's something that gets done.
It was also a little poetic because just a week ago, Jerry Brown's like, we hate Donald Trump and we're going to be a sanctuary state and we don't need anybody else. We're going to exit. We don't even need the country. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday he's like, could you please come out here, sir? We need federal funds.
Yeah, we need $100 million.
Right. Yeah. We need some money.
But to have almost 200,000 people displaced.
Oh, it's horrible.
That's insane.
I don't even know where they're going. They're sleeping in the car.
If you want to get out of there. If you put it in perspective, Dougie, it's over 2 Santa Monicas that have been displaced.
I see the water coming down Santa Monica Canyon now. Wash everybody out to sea. All right, let's talk about how we can improve our physical health, our mental health, our overall well-being, and that's with Super Beats. May I give you a beat more of information? Get it? A beat more?
We saw what you did there.
Did you?
Yes.
I heard what I did there. There are lots of jewels in the beet treasury. One of them is to get oxygen and blood to your entire body. But there are other benefits here. The fact that you will get a modification to the blood pressure problems that you have. Or if you have good blood pressure, Super Beats keeps it where it is. Because Super Beats with the nitric oxide opens up the arteries and gets blood to your brains, to your muscles, to all of the areas of your body that require life. Your body doesn't have any life if it doesn't have any blood. Simple. And as you get a little older, the arteries get a little, they're a little, a little compromised. So if you want to loosen them up a little bit, that's what Super Beats are all about. So the blood flow is even and strong. Get the blood that feeds your body, the white blood corpuscles that keep your immune system healthy. It's all natural, non-GMO beets that are grown for Super Beets. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them, and they put them in a canister. You put a... I just stuck a teaspoon of Super Beets into a Bai Kula watermelon drink. It's quite tasty, actually. And that's what you do. You mix it with water or something like that, a drink like that, and you'll own your body. You'll own strength. You'll own power. You'll own energy. You'll own stamina. Live your life to the fullest. Call 800-655-4183 and get in on the first-timers deal. Order a regular supply, which is 3 months. Get a 30-day supply free, so you pay for 3 and get 4 months, 4 canisters of Super Beets. Money-back guarantee. If it doesn't do what we say it's going to do, and Jennifer will attest that it does, and Victoria will attest it does, and Kara will attest that it does. It's all about getting it simple, and basically the bottom line, it benefits you every way you can think of. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com. A lot of people think that's a better way of doing it. Do what you'd like. DougLikesBeats.com. Good way to find information and to order Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Grammys on Sunday night, Adele's tribute to George Michael, singing his hit song Fast Love from 1996. You'll remember all the controversy that has erupted over the past 24 to 48 hours when she stopped the song and started it over again. She said she owed it to him to get it right. And when you look at all of the back and forth here, people who, for whatever the reason, want to be naysayers or take a shot at Adele, this is not Adele's doing at all. Matter of fact, most of the stuff that I've seen that has overviewed this, the idea that Adele, they were originally, apparently, from what I gather, going to put Adele and Beyonce together to do this, and the family said, no, we want Adele to do it. And so that was confirmed. And the whole idea of what was sung and how to make it her own, I think Adele, probably when you look around the landscape, is one of the most professional, referred to as a perfectionist by a lot of people who know where her work ethic is. So anyway, she managed to put this all together, and the sound wasn't right, orchestration wasn't right. They just put all of this stuff together a few days, as I understand it. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right here. All of the orchestration was written specially for her to sing this at the Grammys, and so they had to rehearse it, and they didn't have a lot of time for that. And there's a lot of things that go into live performances, whether it's television or radio. There's a lot, and that's why most stuff on television isn't live, because they don't want, people have come to expect that everything would be perfect, and so when it isn't, they go, oh, did you, and, you know, hello, these people are human beings.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, though? I wonder whose decision it was to do it kind of last minute, because I had heard that for the Prince tribute, which obviously he was, you know, dead a little bit longer than George Michael was, but they spent months rehearsing for that.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we thought that the ratings were down, but they actually were up over last year, about 4%. I didn't want much. I'm just getting tired of all of the politically correct stuff, whether it's about Trump or whether it's we got to have.
This year it wasn't political, though, Doug. It really wasn't.
No, I'm just saying in general, all of these award shows. I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, like
mean
actors
specifically
and stuff.
Talk
I think musicians
it.
Tend to stay away from it a little more, but the actors, they all make a statement.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think overall the lineup of performers this year was so intriguing. I mean, I had a feeling that the ratings would be up anyway, and James Corden. Even though I thought he fell really flat for James Corden standards, I think people were intrigued by him, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the other person that a lot of people paid attention to was Beyonce because she's so doggone pregnant. And so now the speculation in some of the entertainment media is whether or not she can last and perform in Coachella. Her team says she still plans on being there, but it's not till April.
I don't see how she's going to do this.
Drop it now.
I really don't see how she's going to do this.
Well, she's got twins. I mean, that's not easy on your body.
No,
and she didn't move. I mean, like, in the Grammy performance, I thought it was beautiful, and I loved the album and everything in the song, but, like, she didn't move. So how do you do an entire Beyonce concert where you don't really move? You just sit up
groaning. Did you really think it was beautiful?
I did.
I thought it was, like, beautiful for the first 30 seconds. It just, you know, it just felt very egomaniacal, kind of, to me. I mean, she was standing on stage, barely moving for 9 minutes. That's a long time.
It's an ego. She's an ego.
Just don't get it.
All right, so here's the question, though. If you buy tickets for Coachella because you want to see the performance from Beyonce, and she doesn't show up and Jay-Z and DJ Khalid show up instead of her, I want my money back.
Well, they like to do the holograms at Coachella, so maybe it'll be a Beyonce hologram.
28 past the hour.
Stop hurting yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Do you remember the old kids joke where someone would say, I have to go to the doctors? And when the child would ask why, the older person would say, because every time I punch myself in the stomach, it hurts. And of course, the child would then say, well, just stop punching yourself in the stomach. Huh. That joke pretty much sums up how I feel when people tell me that they watch the news and get so angry about what's going on in the world. Like the child in the joke, I just want to scream, stop watching the news. Do you want to hear a secret that's not really a secret? News is designed to have you tune in. They sensationalize information specifically to get you to watch. If they can elicit your emotions, you'll watch. If they bore you, you won't. So now you know. Now, if you still choose to tune in and get fired up, then you're no different than the adults in the kids' joke who keep punching themselves in the gut. For more on life, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Before after the hour, big announcement of the day is that I'm replacing Nick Cannon on television. He didn't get that. I'm going to wear sort of a headgear like he's got, and I'll be fine. Fit right in. Well, that was a lousy. There was a thud. Kaboom. Okay, so here we are on the DJV Experience, presented by me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, focused on all of the things going on in the world, the stories, the words, the images, how good a job do we do drawing word pictures. You notice that these people are all professional that are around me, telling stories, singing songs. I guess I'm the only one who sings the songs, but you know what I'm saying. If you've had your head played with over the last 24 hours and you need a respite, here we are. Here it is. In the quiet of your mind, we are here to bring the truth and justice to America. And what better justice is there than Playboy brings back nudity? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that the folks at Playboy magazine have finally realized that removing the nudity from Playboy was a big mistake.
Yeah. Did they really think people actually read Playboy for the articles?
For the article.
No.
It is funny, though, yeah, that for all these years men have been saying that, so and they took them to task and realized, no, they weren't.
Nonsense. So the new publisher is Cooper Hefner, who's Hugh's son. Anybody know who his mother is? Hugh's had a few partners in life. Not sure which is the...
According to the reality show that I used to watch, The Girls Next Door, Cooper and his mother actually do live next door to the mansion. And I think Hef and whoever the mother is, and I forget her name, I think she was an actress maybe?
Kimberly Conrad, who I don't...
Kimberly Conrad. I think that was... Wasn't she with Rob Stewart, too?
Rod Stewart?
Oh, sorry, what did I say, Rob? I'm sorry. Yeah, Rod
Brother
Stewart.
Brother Rob, yeah.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, she
What happened to Christy Hefner? She was running it for a long time. Where'd she go?
She was running the network, I know. I don't know if she still is.
That's the daughter, right?
Yeah.
She, I think, was running all of the online stuff.
Oh, okay.
So Kimberly Conrad was married to Hugh from 89 to 2010. So that was a long run.
Long time.
But I know they're still very amicable, because on the show, like, he would often talk about her still living next door, even though they were separated, but they didn't divorce.
Okay, all of those of you, ladies and gentlemen, who are divorced, how would it work for you in your life if your parents, for example, Jennifer, you and your mom and your dad, if your mom and dad lived next door to each other, how would that work out?
We almost did, kind of. I think it would probably be okay. I mean, it would be a little weird at times, but, you know.
I remember when Tony and I got divorced. It was 1979 when it started. Christmas, as a matter of fact. Merry Christmas, here's the divorce paper. And then for the next year, we tried to figure out where she was going to live, because I wanted to have the kids close to me. Right. And there was a great house right down the street. I said, okay, let's buy that. You live there. Nope. I'm going to move as far away from you as I possibly can without going to Siberia. They didn't quite do that, but they moved about 40 miles away. So every weekend I...
40 miles, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
But then she crept back. She kept moving back closer and closer. Anyway, so I ask you, as sort of the anecdotal side of this, think about that if you have... this is more argument for amicable divorce. And I think more and more people are getting so-called amicable divorces, or they have what they call them, starter marriages, just to see what it's like to be married. I'm not really serious. Somebody told me yesterday that they they married a guy, and she said, I really didn't think it was going to make a whole lot of difference. I didn't really love him, but I wanted to see what it was like to be married. Oh, my God. What's the matter with you?
This Cooper Hefner's only 25, by the way.
Wow. Getting a good start on things. All right, so anyway.
Can you imagine growing up at the Playboy Mansion?
All that nude itty.
What does that do to you, I wonder?
Yeah.
It so either he makes says, you so normal, or you just fall into being like a freak.
His father. Right. Yeah. Anyway, the company changes vision. The new magazine hits the newsstands on the 28th of February. So if you're looking for more nude ladies, you don't have enough of them in your life. Look on
there. You go.
When I was a kid, they used to cover them up. They used to have these sections in the drugstore, and they'd put paper around it so you wouldn't be able to see the nude ladies till you took the paper off.
I think they still do something like that on newsstands.
Really? I can remember
like
going into when I was a freshman in high school, the pharmacy was Stars Drugstore. And I used to walk into Stars, and I'd buy my candy corn, and then I'd go over to the newsroom and hope there's nobody looking. Of course, nobody was watching, right? And so I would pick up the Playboy as if I was moving it out of the way to look at something else like Farm Journal or whatever it was.
Oh, sure. And then Popular Mechanic, do you guys have that?
The paper would fall off. I'd make sure the paper fell off of, you know, the black or the brown wrapping. I'd make sure it would fall off.
Yeah.
And then, oh, my God, it was
such
so embarrassing.
Such a deviant.
You're so terrible.
Are you kidding? A freshman in high school, you know what's going on hormonally in a guy's body when they're a freshman in high school? Come on.
Yeah, I don't think I want to know.
Any education.
Yeah.
I was just, wow. I did this little Google
app. Wait a minute.
Cooper.
What are women's, what's going on in women's bodies when they're...
Not as much as your brain.
Yeah, not as much, yeah.
No.
Really?
I'm not sure
that my brain had much to do with it, frankly.
So anyway. My Google on Cooper Hefner just revealed
yes.
that, I guess they were on some talk show, I don't know which one, but Hugh was... with Crystal Harris, who, I don't know if that's still his wife or not, but the two of them are sitting there, and Cooper's there, and Cooper is talking about how he's dating Crystal Harris's best friend. So he's dating his dad's wife's best friend at 19.
They're probably the same age, though, right?
Oh, God.
But it sounds like now he's engaged, the son, to someone who was in Harry Potter. She played Pansy Parkinson, which was like a super minimal part. But,
Pansy Parkinson.
Yeah, she was like a Slytherin chick.
Isn't there a disease named after her?
Parkinson's? I don't know if it's named after her, but it is a thing. Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, I think we ought to go to the sports desk. Where's Biff and Biff? <Eat 'em.
laughs> I just want to hear more stories about Doug trying to sneak Playboy. It's so good for Valentine's
Day. You've heard all of the... yeah, exactly. You've heard all you're going to get out of me in that department for today, anyway.
It was enough that you would go knock off the covers in your at the drugstore,
please. That's quite enough. Yeah. All right, so let's get to the sports report. Where's our fantastic sports team? There it is, the sports team theme. Derek Jeter has good news. His wife is Hannah. She's another model, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's married to Derek. He's supposed to be a pretty good guy. Is he? Is that the rap I get on him? Is he a pretty good guy? Derek
in
Jeter?
New York, he's a god. So yeah. And not for...
But is
I
he
mean,
a decent guy? Never mind a yeah. god. What's his face? Was a god and he's a jerk.
Right. Well, no. Yeah, what so. I was going to say is Jeter is a god because he's equally as nice in real life as he is good on the field. So
isn't
that's
it funny
why
how
New
we forget about...
Him.
I've forgotten already about the guy.
Who's A-Rod?
The guy that, A-Rod, yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so what's going on here? Who's saying what... They want their children to be normal? Okay. How do you do that if your father is a star on the New York Yankees?
Well, that's kind of her point, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's what they're working on. Well, what do we know about her? Is she somebody that seems to have some credibility?
She's a Sports Illustrated model.
Yeah? She never played in
Is it Hannah Davis? Is that her name, Hannah Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the whole story in a nutshell, more or less?
Well, essentially, I mean, she wrote, you know, a post on Jeter's site, which is called the Players Tribune, and she basically said, you know, our kids, we're aware, our kids are going to be born into such extraordinary situations that, you know, it's going to be tough. We don't want them to be defined by their dad's name. We just want him to be dad and not, you know, be anything more than that. And she said that will be, you know, there's a piece of him that they'll have for the rest of their life that the world doesn't have, and I think she said, you know, they're just trying to make sure that they have a special relationship with him because the world feels, well, the baseball world and Yankee fans feel so connected to him, and they feel like ownership of him. So I think that's her point. She's trying to figure out how to carve that real personal time for the kids.
Yeah, so that's good. That's very healthy. Good for her and good for them. Congratulations.
And also, another Jeter news, his jersey's getting retired in May, which means there won't be any single-digit jerseys left for the Yankees to wear.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No one wears zero, and he's the last single digit. He's number
I'd like
two,
to be
so.
Negative four.
Yeah.
But nobody wears zero. I thought somebody somewhere there's a zero jersey. I've seen a jersey. Had a big
the
deal,
Yankees huh? don't wear zero. Other teams might. I don't know, but the Yankees don't.
No, who wants
all right, the designated zero person today is... Dun, 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 dun. I want you to know how after yesterday, the first day that we started talking about parachute sheets, the people there took to our description of what was going on. Now, this is a family-run company that's making such big noise. I was going to say impression, noise, whatever it is, because the sheets are so smooth. They really are. They're crafted in Europe because that's where the world's best factories and materials are for bedding. So we, all of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I, have received these bedding sets, pillowcases, sheets, even duvet covers. They are the most comfortable sheets that you will ever sleep in. And that's guaranteed or your money back. You can sleep on these things for 2 months Whoever heard of that? Normally you take, it's like you take a pillow home from Macy's and you use it, they don't want it back again.
Right.
You got your cooties on it. But the cooties that you get on the parachute sheets, they don't care. Because if you are not satisfied, they'll be happy to take them back and they'll wash them and give them to Habitat for Humanity. So this is the kind of company you want to do business with. That's pretty much the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. And they're so thoughtful. They sent a thank you note along. The people in the office that ship these out. I went over to their factory and their store here in Los Angeles. Well, it's not a factory, but it's where they put everything together. Factories in Italy, but they bring ship it over here and they put it together here to ship to you. And they're so, they're just, they get it. The woman who's come up with this idea basically did it because she didn't like what she could find in the store. She didn't like any. She grew up with really good bedding. She says there's no good bedding around anymore. They all have chemicals in them, and they're all made out of synthetics. And that's true. So why would you want to sleep on that? You are how you sleep. You know that, right? The old expression, you are what you eat. Well, you are how you sleep as well. And if you don't sleep well, your minds aren't going to be cleared. I mean, there's a whole thing here. There's almost a ritual with me now for me to put my... my mind works all the time. So when I get into bed, I have a ritual of what I read and how I think, and I wrap myself around the pillows. And man, I'll tell you, after putting myself into these parachute sheets and the pillows, it really feels like I have come home. So, ladies, you're having the same experience. What about it? What is Lewis? Does Lewis like sleeping on these things? I know
that
you and he sleep in separate beds, but just in case.
Yes, we're extremely happy. And actually, we're putting up a Twitter poll right now because the interesting thing about a parachute, if you get the Venice set, which is what we have, it's a duvet cover, a fitted sheet, and two pillowcases. And over in Europe, there's no top sheet. And so over in Europe,
that's
very common. Right. And but in America, the top sheet is very American. So
I don't like duvets. I like the sheets.
According to Parachute Home, it's 50-50 in America between top sheet and no top sheet. So we're putting a Twitter poll right now. You can follow us at DJV Show and answer our Twitter poll. Do you use a top sheet or do you absolutely not like a top sheet?
I want to. Can we ask in the poll whether they sleep, the listeners sleep naked or not too?
Oh gosh, don't be a pervert.
We can't ask that question.
No,
it's Valentine's Day. When else are you going to ask it?
Yeah, come on.
Oh,
the Playboy stuff. We got to get into that. So we'll
think it's surprising as someone who uses a sheet. Believe me, I'll sleep any way you ask me to. I'll sleep. Take a nap.
I realize you were in the market, but that's good. Thank you. Good
I'll sleep any way you want. But what I just think it's surprising because I always thought that everybody just did the top sheet. I didn't realize. I mean, I knew it was European not to, but hey.
No, I'm for a sheet and a blanket. That's all I want. Anyway, you can get it any way you want to. Hey, listen to the ladies talk about it, and you'll be very fulfilled with your go-on. This is just a go-online deal. You don't have to pick up the phone and call anybody. You visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Pretty clever, huh? Parachute, P-A-R-A-C-H-U-T-E, parachutehome.com/DJV. Get the free shipping because you're listening to DJV. And don't forget, returns. You don't like them? Send them back. That's it. Bottom line. Again, visit parachutehome.com/DJV for the best night's rest you've ever had.
Ever.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning, and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly one-third citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Correnti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a tough choice to make, but it's a necessary one. Not only are you spreading germs, but sick employees are generally less productive and can impact a business's bottom line. Cold and flu viruses can live on a surface for up to 3 days, so keep germs at bay by washing your hands and disinfecting your workspace regularly.
For more tips and resources, visit www.staplesadvantage.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Three past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here with the DJV folks focused on the new BlackBerry. Ooh, a new BlackBerry. Won't that be sexy and exciting? Introduced just in time for Valentine's Day. Our Tech Talk segment is presented by ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. If you're hiring for your business, whether it be a big business or a small business, listen up. This is the best way for you to post your job. The candidates that you will get are far superior than if you just went out on your own, because it takes a lot of time. And you can't really find quality candidates by shooting in one place. You got to find the perfect hire. Yes, you got to have the perfect circumstances. And the perfect circumstances when it comes to finding good people is to get to all of the top job sites. And that's what you do with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to 200-plus job sites, social media networks. You'll be on Facebook and Twitter, all with just one single click at ZipRecruiter.com. Recruiter.com. It pretty much says, yeah, that name is pretty descriptive, isn't it, huh? Says it all. ZipRecruiter. Zip, 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 and you're on all these lists. Candidates in any city. Doesn't make any difference where you are around the nation. You post this thing once, and the qualified candidates will just roll in to ZipRecruiter. And their interface with you is superbly simple. You don't have to juggle a lot of emails, you got a lot of calls to your office. No, no. You can quickly screen the candidates and rate them and hire the right person quickly. You don't want to make a career out of this. You just want to keep moving. It's your business. You got to keep moving. No problems. This is so clean. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by all kinds of companies, large and small, all around our country. Small businesses, medium-sized businesses, big businesses are using ZipRecruiter to post their jobs free. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, it will cost you nothing. Magic words, right? Zero. Free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and to get the free access. This is a neat thing. You'll be using it. We'll get, I'm sure, start getting feedback from people who are using it. They'll tell us how it has worked. If you have some feedback, send it along to Doug at DougStephan.com. But no matter what, hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's the story, Victoria, with this new BlackBerry?
Well, this is kind of surprising news, actually. The BlackBerry might actually be back. In December, the maker, of course, of this cult keyboard phone, which a lot of business people and Wall Street and even the president, up until the smartphone switch over to Apple, it's tradition that a lot of government officials have used BlackBerries, and people love the actual keyboard on it. It's a QWERTY keyboard, which is a regular style keyboard that you have on your computer. So it basically went out of business. Smartphones came in and the BlackBerry came obsolete. But the Chinese company that bought the products and the production and licensing rights to BlackBerry, it's a company called TCL, they actually just unveiled a new BlackBerry smartphone that looks similar to the old ones, but it has the smartphone updates in it. No release date has been provided yet, but this is something that apparently a lot of people are going to be excited about. Having a smartphone capability with a BlackBerry body on your phone, I think this is going to be a big thing for 2017 in the tech world.
Yeah, it looks like it would be. I think there's something romantic about a BlackBerry. I don't know why I think that. It just
romantic?
Like, it's the romantic for the early days of having this kind of technology and looking at the, you can actually feel the keyboard and that kind of stuff. Maybe I'm silly, but.
I had a friend. Well, no, people who had BlackBerries were very attached to them. I have a friend who works on Wall Street, and we literally had to pry her BlackBerry out of her hands to make her switch over to an iPhone because BlackBerry wasn't supported anymore. But I'm sure she's going to be the first one, along with Kim Kardashian, who famously is a BlackBerry fan and still wishes they made them. So now I think this is going to be
first,
a big
met
competition
Meredith, she
for
had
Apple.
A BlackBerry, and I thought it was interesting how facile she found using it. It was pretty
you can
easy.
Type very quickly. On it, and that's one of the things that people really like for emails, especially.
Yeah. All right, LG introducing another intelligent helper, the Airport Guide Robot. So we need more robots in our life. Explain this, will you please?
Oh, I thought you'd love this story. Yes. LG has a home robot, which some people have, and in Japan it's getting more popular. Now they've introduced the Airport Guide Robot, and apparently we can expect to start seeing these rolling out into throughout international terminals soon. They speak English, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean to begin with, and they answer questions about your flight. They direct you to various places in the airport. If you're lost, they can give you updates on your baggage claim. And it's starting out in Seoul, Korea first, and then it's going to roll out into international airports.
First thing
it's going
to say is, bombs away!
Oh, boy.
Look at the countries where they're using this. Well, all right, so there's it. Tech Talk. At 59 past the hour, this is the DJV Experience.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.